Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get ready to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting to order. Today is May 30th at 6:30 p.m. We're going to go ahead and start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with our roll call, and we'll start at my far right.
Paul Thomas, Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
And our staff today is Jill.
Jill Levis.
Beatrice.
Beatrice with Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
And our planner.
Roxy with Comprehensive Planning.
Roxy, thank you for being here. Our first order of business, our public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone wishing to be heard at this moment? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close the first public comment and move on to item number 3, approval of the minutes for May 16th.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
There's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
I wasn't here either.
Just pause.
Yeah, if they approve, I approve it then. All right, so item number 4, approval of the agenda for May 30th, 2024. Is there anything that needs to be held combined? We do have one item that we possibly can combine. We may combine item number 1 and 2. I'll read both of those into the record at the same time.
Motion to approve the agenda is presented.
There's a motion to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. None opposed. Next item is informational items. Yeah, anything?
Just informational items. Hollywood Recreation Center hosts summer classes for kids every summer, so please inquire at the desk. We also will be having free pickleball Tuesdays and Thursdays for ages 50 and above, all skill levels. It's free. So it's at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and you can inquire at the front desk as well.
Is that indoor pickleball?
Yes, we do it at the gym.
Okay, nice. I love pickleball. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. So we'll go ahead on to item number 6. Is our first planning and zoning item. This item will be heard at Planning Commission on June 4th, 2024. This is PA-24-700005, Lomas, Donna E. and Myra A. to redesignate the existing land use category from Ranch Estate Neighborhood RN up to 2 DU/AC to low intensity suburban neighborhood LN up to 5 DU/AC on 0.96 acres, generally located on the south side of Judson Avenue, 325 feet east of Beatty Lane within Sunrise Manor. Joining item to that is number 2, which is a ZC-24-0146. Lamas, Donna, and Myra, a zone change to reclassify 0.96 acres from an RS-220 residential single family 20 zone to an RS-10 residential single family 10 zone for future residential development, generally located on the south side of Judson Avenue, 325 feet east of Beatty Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? I did all that and the applicant's not present?
No one's here for 1 or 2.
Okay. We'll go ahead and trail that to the end of the meeting and recall it. So we'll go ahead and move on to item number 3, WS-24-0031, Tahita Romero Arena and Jimenez Diaz Jose Felix waivers of development standards for the following: reduce setbacks and reduce building separation for an accessory dwelling unit in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.12 acres in an RS5-2 residential single-family zone, generally located on the south side of Imperial Avenue, 160 feet west of Frank Street, within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Thanks.
Good afternoon. My name is Francisco Ibarra, and I live at 1009 North Jones Boulevard. And I am in, speaking on behalf of the homeowner about this project. This is basically a project where they used to have...
If you can, go ahead and set it in the middle, and then it'll show right there.
We can see it.
Mm-hmm. Right, there you go.
There is a the original property, the original house, and they had a shared accessory structure in the back, and they started making a few corrections inside, like windows, floors, and so on. And then we got a notice of violation because we are doing all of that work with no permits. So right now we're trying to get a waiver of development standards because the distance from the to the rear back to the property to the backyard, to the rear property line and to the side property line are less than the allowed, which it should be like 5 feet. We only have, allow me. We are at about 23 inches or 2 feet almost onto the side, 3 feet and 1 inch to the back, and just 2 feet and 8 inches in between the buildings. So we're planning to do, we're trying to get a waiver of development standards or special use permit in order to be able to keep the size of the structure the way it is. And then the building department is going to request from us the technical items that we need to, like, reinforce the stucco to make sure that this is a 1 hour fire ready wall on the sides. And if the board seems deemable for this to be approved, we would like to comply with whatever requisites or requirements that you might be asking.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close.
Oh, this is the homeowner, and she would like to just...
Okay. State your name and...
Hola, mi nombre es Erenia Tejeda Romero, y vivo en la 4871 y Imperial.
Yes,
Imperial.
My name is Erenia Tejeda Romero, and she lives at 4871 East Imperial Road.
Y me gustaría a mí y a mi familia que nos ayudaran a arreglar lo que tenemos en el proceso.
And she would like for us to be able to approve the waiver of development standards so they can proceed with correcting whatever issues items we have structurally or by the building department standards.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to be heard on this item? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close public comment. Any questions from the board?
Yeah. Was this built without a permit?
Yes. It was when they bought the property, there was a structure in there, and they started to...
They started to remodel.
Yes. They were making changes inside, yes.
So there was no permits, no fire inspection, and no building inspection?
No.
Okay.
Yes. And we done this in the past, so we're going to proceed because the building department has some standards to be followed, like checking the structure on the footings, checking the structural standards.
There's a lot involved. They don't want it falling down on something.
Exactly.
And nobody knows if it will.
Yes.
They don't want to burn it down.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to open during inspections, if we get the report that we submit plans to the building department, and then we're going to have inspections for which we're going to open the on the side so they can check on the footings, the size, and so on. The drywall is going to be removed so they can check plumbing and structural items on the in the framing, plus the electrical and plumbing. That would be it.
So let me ask a question. Is this a living structure? Are there rooms, kitchen? I mean, because I know the house, and a lot of times we have like sheds and just, you know, you're going to store things, but
yes.
You're making this like a casita? What is this actually going to be?
It's going to be an accessory structure for livable purposes, and we're going to have bedrooms, living rooms, bathrooms, and a closet. So that's going to be, and again, all of this is going to be...
Will it be a kitchen too?
It will be a kitchenette. If the building department approves, we're going to keep the stove. If they said that no cooking appliance, they were going to remove it. The important thing is to be able to keep the structure the way it is, along with the distances to the property lines.
Okay, my second question, a follow-up. Was this structure there, I mean, how long ago did they purchase this house?
I can tell you that.
What?
November 2019.
2019?
Yes.
Was the structure there when they bought the house?
Yes.
It was already there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
I mean, the fact that it was already there, and that they weren't the ones that built it.
Yeah.
So I mean, they could have assumed that it had already gotten approved.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we're debating it now.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, you can make a motion. You can say, if you have more comments or more questions.
And just to make sure that we understand, just last comment, is we're going to, in order for the waiver of development standards, is in order to keep the size, the structure, the way it is, along with the distances that doesn't comply with the minimum distances for setbacks. Once we get that approved, then building department needs to check everything that we have in here. The structure, the framing, the structure, the footing.
Right.
So we're going to comply with everything in order for that to be secure and safe.
Okay. I feel like we have a building department in Clark County. They have certain rules and regulations for building any structure, any house, any lot. And I'm not in a position to say, oh, well, we don't have to follow that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I have to stick with that's why we hire these people, pay a lot of money.
Yes.
We have a building department, they're a pain in the butt to deal with. Mm-hmm. Like I tell you, but we're stuck with them. And we have a planning department. We've got a file. They make the rules for everybody.
Yes.
Not special for this one or that one. Politicians get in trouble if they make special deals for special people. Can't do that. So I have to go along with what planning department says. That's how I'm going to vote.
Okay.
Whatever planning is denying it. They not deny both your motions.
Okay. So and again, we've done this in the past, and I know that a project that we have before doesn't mean that everything is going to get approved. But in the past, we have had some situations where we're too close to the property lines,
yeah.
And the building department approves technically for that to be legal and safe.
If they approve it, mm-hmm. I'm for it. If they're not going to approve it, mm-hmm. They're telling me deny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to have to vote deny when it comes to
okay, is there a motion then?
I'll make a motion to deny per planning department's recommendations.
Okay, there's two items, so you're gonna, can we do them all in one, or do we have to take each
I'm
one separately?
I'm actually gonna vote no on
these.
These
are separate, we're on number three.
All right, separate, this one, I'm sorry. Okay, so the motion
to
is...
deny per planning's recommendations.
There's a motion to deny per planning recommendation. All in favor of the motion? Aye. All?
No.
No, okay, so 3-1. You still go to planning commission on June 18th.
Okay.
So this is just a recommendation. We're just a recommendation board. You can still take everything that you have now and you present it to the planning commission.
Okay.
And from the planning commission, the next step would be to the Board of County Commissioners who make the final decision.
Okay. So for now, the would be denial.
We're following staff recommendation, but you still go to planning commission.
Mm-hmm.
They can do different things. They make a different, they make a different decision.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And then you guys don't have to stay for the whole entire thing unless you want to stay for the next one. Item number 4 is WS-24-0174-3899 North Las Vegas Boulevard LLC. Waiver of development standards to increase fence and wall height in conjunction with an approved mini warehouse facility on 1.65 acres in a general commercial zone within the airport. Environs. AE-65 overlay, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and the west side of Pablo Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Farza Nurala. We are building the public storage in that corner of the Pablo and Las Vegas Street. As you know, we have a very tough time with the name, with the homelessness in the area.
I'm sorry, can you write your name?
Farzad, F-A-R-Z-A-D. Last name is N-O-U-R-O-L-L-A-H. Me and my partner, we are on the property.
Okay.
It's an empty vacant land with a tree.
Push that up just a little bit.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. It was empty lot that we acquired 2 years ago, and we went through all the planning and the zoning. Everything was approved. And the last thing we was working on the curb and everything, which is getting approved also. And now we were talking about the building the wall around the property. The city gave us okay to build a 6 feet wall, but unfortunately we had so much incident. Even right now we have the homeless jumping over the fence and stuff. We requested to make it 10 feet high is to be protected, because even it's a public storage for people to be as protected and all. Now, although I want to mention to you, everyone, that this wall already, that's from neighbors, it's already 10 feet tall, which okay. is already existing, and these are existing also. We're talking about having this L-shape, U-shape, to building it 6 foot to the 10 foot.
Okay, basically. So it'll be the same all as fences, the other
property? Exactly, it's like the other property you can look at on the map, everything.
Okay.
It's the public storage, everything it's been gated, they have a two driveway here, we are doing all the improvement for the city, and Pablo made in sidewalk, and everything is according to the plan.
Okay, appreciate it, thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this particular item? Seeing none, hearing none, I will go ahead and close the public hearing. And now I am opening the hearing for the board. Any public comment, any questions, comments?
Just go staff for recommendation.
There's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Zero. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Where's Beatrice? Did Beatrice complete? We are now. Oh, there's Beatrice. Beatrice, were you trying to get in contact with them? Okay. So we can go ahead and move forward if you guys would like. Because this seems like it's going to Planning Commission on June 4th. So. I don't need to read it back into the. I don't need to read it back into the record, do I?
There's two.
Are you going to hear the neighbors? If you can have it here. You can open that up. Hear the neighbors, or you can just.
Well,
to
you
the
know what?
Commission.
Yeah, and you know what? I will go ahead and since I read it in the record, and you guys took out your evening time to come out, I will go ahead and allow for a public comment, and then we can. Go ahead and make a vote on it and move forward since they didn't show up. So what I'm going to do now is we are going back to, for the record, we are going back to items number 1 and 2. And they were, I'm just going to read the, they were PA-24-70005. And item number 2 was ZC-24-0146. And I will go ahead and open public comment. Is there anyone that would like to be heard on this particular item? If so, please come forward and state your name and let us know what.
Good afternoon. Isaac Velasquez for 2139 Bledsoe Lane, 89156. So basically, we've had this for a while, and we were here last, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Essentially, the concerns that we have haven't been answered. We spoke to them, I want to say, like 4 or 5 months ago?
Like 7 months.
Yeah, so they did like a little hearing in the recreation center. We went and we expressed our concerns. Our main concern is that she doesn't live there in that property. And at first, she was claiming that she wanted to build a home for her and her sister. So that's why she wanted to change the zoning, right? Eventually now, as we get closer to the day, we see that she doesn't just want to change for a house for her and her sister. She actually wants to build apartments there. And the concern that we have is that that's a ranch estate, right? So the last thing we want is for our property values to go up, because then that would mean that we have to pay more taxes. That would also include a lot of traffic around that area, right? Because generally the apartment complexes, they're within Lake Mead, so they have direct access to Lake Mead, so they don't really go into the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. She wants to build it in the back right next to a school, which, apparently if you do, from my understanding, if you have apartments, you're going to have to set some sort of parking, and I don't think there's enough space there, so then they're going to start parking on the street. It's just going to cause havoc to us and the neighbors. We ride horses there. We have ranch estates. And yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure some of us have thought of building apartments, but the reality is that it's not, that's not the area for it, at least not now.
Okay.
So that's what our concerns are.
Okay.
And I just want to show that. You guys raise your hand whoever came to oppose it. So we, you know.
Take a count.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can't take a count. Can you raise your hand high so we can take a count at least?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
We got you.
Thank you. Okay.
So we got 17.
Right.
You know,
thank
to
you.
Show that we came
and
to
came
oppose
back
it.
Again.
And we came back again. So,
right.
So at this time, it kind of feels like a waste of time. So we really do appreciate for a vote. So
right.
That way we can show that to the Planning Commission once it's time, because we are going to be there as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that I'd like to be heard? I think he did a good job. Thank you. Come on, come forward.
Roberta Abner, 2295 North Christie. One, he's right. It's right by the school. The side she's on has no sidewalks. That's a major problem. And my other problem is, if she's not showing up here and just go bypass you, why even have you? So it's an insult to you and your job. And I think you guys should take it that way.
Thank you.
And I think you should just say recommend disapproval now.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to be heard? Okay. With that, I'll go ahead and close public comment. And is there any other questions or any comments from the board, or would you guys, is there a motion?
I would like to make a comment. Thank you all for coming. It's very important that we have an active citizenry that comes to events like this to make your voices known. And we're going to make sure that they know 17 people came tonight, okay? That when it gets to the planning department, planning is right here. She's writing it down right now. She knows how strong we are against it. And I'd like to add, this is a very bad example of what they call spot zoning, and where they plop something down in the middle of another development. In your case, it's ranch estates, and they want to put high density in there. It's just not right. It's wrong. It's very wrong to do that. So thank you for coming.
Thank you. Go ahead, Paul.
One of the other things to go along with Earl here is we try our best to protect the ranch estates. To us, that's kind of sacred around this area here. And it's slowly disappearing little by little. And we can't allow them to just put things like Earl said, put something in right smack in the center of things, especially you guys have horses, you know, if you bought in that area for a reason. So.
Yeah, I'll fight to protect my neighbor's pig.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Once again, I thank you guys for coming out. We've heard you. Make sure that you do attend the Planning Commission meeting. And after the Planning Commission meeting, make sure you go to the Board of County Commissioner meeting. So there's still two more steps after this step. So just follow the process all the way through. Make sure your voices are heard. And, once again, this board really does support our neighbors in the community. So with that, their motion.
Yeah, motion to deny per staff's recommendations, both of the two items.
That there's a motion to deny item number one and item number two. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. With that being said, that item.
Come to the county commission meeting. It's going to be on the 4th, June 4th.
Oh, that's Planning Commission. They go to this goes to the Planning Commission on June 4th.
Be sure to go there. We're just an advisory board. We mean nothing. Okay, we're not real work for the county. We're like you, we're citizens.
Volunteer. We don't get paid for this.
So you have to go to the Planning Commission meeting coming up. It's more important than coming here.
But it does mean something when you do come here. Because when we send in our report that many people showed up, they pay attention.
And yeah, the Planning Commission, it will be at 500 South Grand Central.
I do have the business card of my counterpart for Commissioner Kirkpatrick. This is in that district, so you are more than welcome to reach out to her, email her. She could have a neighborhood meeting just with you and her. She is very accessible. I have a couple cards, and you guys feel free to reach out to her. You might already have her.
All right. Now, okay, thank you guys. Now with that, we are now going to go ahead and move on to item number 7, general business. Is there any?
General business.
no general business items. So we're going to go ahead and move on to item number 8. This is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and you will be allowed it 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to be heard during general public comment?
You can talk about anything. You know, the street lights are out. Kids are drag racing, doing wheelies in the corners. Anything you want to talk about?
I do have one public comment. Beatrice, did she walk out? Beatrice, I got one concern. I'm just going to throw it out here during general public comment. Between Bonanza and Washington, I think I've mentioned this several times, the street lights are completely out on Mount Hood, and it's been like that for now going on almost 4 months now, and it is completely dark, and it's right next to the elementary school there, and you know, it's summertime right now. It's cool because it stays dark, light. But once winter comes around and it's dark at 4 o'clock, kids are still walking around doing stuff. It's rather dangerous now because a lot of people like to walk their dogs and everything else.
I have checked. It's on the list.
Okay.
I can give you more updates about lights. I just sent an email to Paul's new neighbor, Ralph. If you want me to go on to it now, or I can talk a little bit about it now, or I can just send you an email.
You can send me an email. It's just a concern.
It's actually a topic that came up while you were gone.
Okay. It's just been really bad, and it's been a long time, and that's literally from Washington all the way to Bonanza, that whole entire block, and it's a busy intersection right there on Mount Hood.
Yeah.
Between the houses and the neighbors and people walking their dogs and all that kind of stuff, and every time I turn out from my house onto Mount Hood, I'm like, man, this is like pitch dark.
Yeah.
So, just wanted to bring that up once again. All right. Any other comments?
Nope.
Okay. Earl, nothing today? Okay.
Give you a day off.
All right, give us a day off. Okay, with that, we will go ahead and set our next meeting. The next general regular meeting will be held on, is it June 13th? June 13th. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
And you can take a picture of it with your